All right, Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say to everybody in the chat, Prayer Works 2 is on, Robin Aroni is on, John Phillips is on, Guzzi 600 is on, Refidota is on, Hassle Free TV is on, DK Jackson is on, Richard Perry is on, PSU is on, Debnew 2011 is on, Skunk 71 is on, Mike Griffith is on, Snarl Barkley is on, USA Abbey Girl is on, Hanslick Donovan is on, Granite 2468 is on, Snoddot 311 is on, Gritterdun is on, Judy Anita is on, Uncle Wally is on, General Plowman is on. Scooter Magruder is on. LEG19 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Just Jesse is on. Let me see. DC941 is on. Jim Brody is on. Conservative Waffle is on. Diana912 is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Guitar Glenn is on. JD Wool is on. Let me see here. Maligator is on. K4 VMS is on. Peg McGroin is on. Scooting down here. Debnew 2011 is on. Milwaukee James is on. Key Lime 13 is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Johnny F62 is on. Appreciate you guys. Love each and every one of you. Now, I know we've done this ad nauseum. Well, not we've done it ad nauseum, but you've seen it, of course, all over social media. It's the attack in Boulder, Colorado. But let's break it down in the in-depth way that we always do. So we had the terrorist attack, no matter what, Boulder Police Department, which is run by a ardently gay man who likes to march in gay pride parades. That's the police chief of Boulder, Colorado, but I digress for just a second. We'll get to him in a minute. But this was obviously a terror attack, despite what anybody in Boulder, which is a very leftist, that's where the university is, University of Colorado, Deion Sanders, all that, the Colorado Buffaloes. That's where the university is. Very leftist town. So we had this terrorist attack where you had a guy out there throwing Molotov cocktails and a homemade flamethrower decides to set at least six people on fire. Here's the video footage. Here's the video footage from a distance shot by onlookers. Sean McGuire video reports of a deadly attack. Play for me.
Hey, where the fuck you going?
Stay.
All right, we can go right to the next one, guys. So here's the suspect. You see him marching around in the background at the end of the first video. It's a Tijinder Baga video titled, This Is the Monster. Play for me.
We're here. We're here. We can't do nothing about that. We can't do nothing.
We can.
Not here.
We have to end service.
Not here, bro.
You're not.
He won't take the video right now.
We have to end service.
He was wearing an orange suit with like something on the, his back.
He's spraying alcohol,
but what he did was he made it look like he was here.
He's making Molotov cocktails.
For us.
What we can't do when he's got Molotov cocktails in
there. If you are fighting, you have to.
That's what he's got right here.
Totally normal. Let in, of course, by the Biden administration. Here's his mugshot from townhall.com. Mugshot release. Mohammed Solomon. Something happened to his right side of his head. Hopefully somebody hit him with a baseball bat. But anyway, so that's him. Of course, let in by the Biden administration. Well, so we have an obvious terrorist attack. The guy hovers around the incident scene, hovers around screaming at everybody. Had alcohol in his hand. I don't know if he's using it to ignite fires or what exactly he was doing. But anyway, so he hung around. I mean, no, if this is some just incidental incident, the suspect doesn't hang around the scene. It's obviously a terrorist attack. It's just like the shooting in D.C. where you had the Muslim extremist, Free Palestine, which, by the way, he was yelling while he was burning people alive, Free Palestine, Free Palestine. I just want to state this, too. You know, everybody, you know, there's a lot of right-wingers that everything they're doing right now is blame Israel, blame Israel, blame Israel. Tom, are you pro-Israel? Yes, I am. I'm pro-Israel. Now, that doesn't mean, but what you have to be is rational Israel. I'm pro United States of America, obviously, but I'm rational about the United States of America. Do I think that the United States of America assassinated their own president in JFK? Absolutely. You have to be rational. You have to be a rational pro, rational Republican, whatever it is. You have to be rational about it and be able to point out when, you know, things are criminal, whether they're right, whether they're wrong, whatever it is, the failings, you have to be honest and you have to point them out. It's like I'm ardently pro-Trump, but I'm very much anti-Big Beautiful Bill. Yeah, that's how you have to be. I actually preached about this on Sunday. You have to be a person who operates in specificity. You can't just be blanketly pro anything. You can't, because it's human beings. The only thing you can be blanketly pro is the word of God and Jesus Christ. That's it. Blanketly, just 100%, I'm all in. I believe every last word of it. That's where you can be blanketly pro. Because here's the thing. You can say whatever we want. We can go back to the bombing of the U.S. Liberty, which was obviously conducted by LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, with Mossad and with the Israeli Air Force. They tried to sink a United States naval vessel. That did happen. I mean, would everybody agree? But what you also have to do is, who is it that is conducting terrorist attacks in the United States of America? It's not white supremacist terrorists in the people, and it's not Israelis. Can we all agree on that? Can we all just simply agree that the Israelis are not conducting terrorist attacks on the United States of America? Are the Israelis and the Mossad spying on us right now? Absolutely. Is MI6? Absolutely. Does that mean we're not pro-England? We're no longer allies at all with England? Well, we are. Whether we like it or not, we're in the Five Eyes Alliance with England. That's how it is. And we're allies with Israel. I mean, it is what it is. It doesn't mean that you sit there and, again, blanketly follow people. You don't do that, blindly follow people. You obviously don't do that. But we also need to honestly assess, okay, Israel is not here gunning down people in the street. You have the two embassy workers, consulate workers, gunned down in the D.C. streets just a couple weeks ago. If it's even a couple weeks ago, there's so many of these events going on that it's hard to even time them out. But anyway, that was done by an Islamic extremist. Well, here we have another Islamic extremist. Because here's the thing, what's funny is, if you're going to take a blanketly anti-Israel stance where everything is Israel's fault, every last thing, there's a Jew behind every calamity, okay? You're just blindly following another ideology that in and of itself is flawed. You can't do that. So you have to take each specific incident and assess it. So when you look around the world right now, because what Joe Biden said, what Christopher Wray says, which you've heard me say, you know, 1,000 times, 10,000 times on the show, is that the number one terrorist threat to the United States of America is white supremacist terrorists. Where? There aren't any. Okay, and then if you're really ardently anti-Israel, that means you're pro this. I mean, you can't be pro free Palestine. You can't be pro Islamic terrorism. By the way, I'll just blanketly say it. You can't be pro-Islamist, because Islam is not Christianity. You'll hear people say, well, there's violence on both sides. That is a coward's retreat. You'll hear this, they'll say, well, you know, there's right-wing extremists and there's left-wing extremists. No, there's not. The people that they classify as right-wing extremists are left-wing extremists. They'll say white, you know, whether it's, you know, skinheads, neo-Nazis, they're leftists. They follow a Nazi ideology, national socialist ideology. I mean, literally, you go and you look at skinheads or neo-Nazis in the United States of America, or you go to the Azov battalion inside of Ukraine. By the way, again, if you're going to be anti-Israel, that means you're pro like a Nazi sort of mindset. Then you're siding with the Ukraine war that's being really pretty much conducted through the Azov battalion attacking the Donbass region, which has been going on for decades, orchestrated by people like Lindsey Graham, who just went to Ukraine, him and Richard Blumenthal, and one day later, the whole war escalates again. Isn't that weird how that happens? That you have Lindsey Graham, Richard Blumenthal show up to meet their maker, Volodymyr Zelensky, that is their God, going and traveling to Kiev, which is their Mecca, And then one day later, the war escalates, I mean, horrendously, where we are at the closest point, according to professional assessors, we're at the closest point to nuclear war in history. And just bringing this back into the big picture, the street, like Antifa, Black Lives Matter, are the Gestapo for the Democratic Party. Well, the Gestapo for the globalists is radical Islam. So if you're ardently, completely, blanketly anti-Israel, then you're pro-Islamist. And then you have to go, okay. And by the way, you can point out times where Israel is correct. Can we all agree? Can you ever point out a time where radical Islam is correct? Ever? Again, I do everything. When you're dealing with humanity, you have to deal with everything in percentages. If I meet somebody and I'm like, you know, this is a good person, I really put like a percentage on them. What are the chances of him and I or this family being friends 10 years from now? You know, I don't just buy in because, you know, they made a great first impression or we had a great first year. I don't just buy in 100%. Everything is percentages. So if you look at it right now, where are the Israeli attacks inside the United States of America? Well, you got those radical, you know, Hasidic Jews attacking people in America. None. It's all Islamic terrorists. And here we have somebody led into this country by Joe Biden in 2022. Supposed to be on, should be on a terrorist watch list, wasn't. But anyway, and he aims a homemade flamethrower at people and throws Molotov cocktails, lighting six people on fire. All right, so there's his mugshot. Let's go to the next one. Nick Sorter video. Here is the effeminate, as usual, Boulder. And you can go, and I was talking to Brent about this at the start of the show. You can go from town to town. Right, and I want to say town to town, really city to city. And I don't care what anybody thinks. Okay, homosexuality is sin. By the way, so is sleeping with somebody outside of marriage. It's all on the same list in the Bible. Whether, you know, I can go through the list with you, Revelation 21:8. Whether it's Galatians 5:19-21, 1 Corinthians 6:9-10, it's all the same. It's the same sin. But anyway, you end up with these effeminate men that are in charge, or lesbian women and gay men in charge of these police departments, which inherently makes them corrupt because you have a corrupt mindset going in. So here he is obfuscating right away, not wanting to call this an Islamic terrorist attack, which it most obviously is, because this is a regular, peaceful Jewish event every week. Every week, just peaceful event. It's obviously a hate-instigated Islamist attack, but he can't say that because it's not politically expedient to do so. Play for me.
FBI is already calling it a targeted terror attack. Mm-hmm. Would you also refer to it as a terror attack?
So I've been in contact with our local FBI multiple times. We are in contact with them here. We're not calling it a terror attack at this point. Again, it's way too early to speculate motive. I know there's a lot out there on social media, but I ask people just to give us a little bit of patience while we work through a really complex scene. A lot of witnesses were here. We've taken them to another location to debrief them and interview them. As we do that, I think the picture will become more clear, but it would be irresponsible for me to speculate on motive this early on. We're only a couple hours into this thing.
A complex scene, he says. Complex scene, really? One man let six people on fire. How exactly is that a complex scene? It's not a complex scene, and you have video footage of basically the entire thing, and you have video footage of a guy who is radically Islamic spouting Free Palestine. How in the world is it a complex scene? See, this is all just cowardice, and I don't mean to link everything back to COVID, but, you know, people will say, this is the biggest scam in our history. This is the biggest conspiracy in history. So far, the biggest conspiracy in history is COVID-19. Everything surrounding COVID-19 is the biggest conspiracy in history. And this is just simple politically expedient obfuscation for political gain. So he doesn't want to lose points with the LGBTQ community, which is very ironically pro-Islam, the LGBTQ community. And again, if you're somebody who's ardently anti-Israel, then now you are allied with the LGBT community, which is allied strangely with the people that will throw them off five-story towers, the radical Islamist. And again, it doesn't mean you just lock, stock, and barrel Israel. Do I think Israel's right all the time? No, I think Israel's right a percentage of the time. Assess situation by situation. Do I think Israel itself was behind 10/7? Yes. Do I think Netanyahu caused his own country to be attacked on 10/7, 2023? Yes. He was warned 12 days in advance by our own CIA. And notice the reversal here. In Biden's time, the FBI would never say it was the terrorist attack because they're Democrats, and the local police departments would say it obviously is a terrorist attack when it's radical Islam. And now it's the other way around, where the local police department, because they're anti, during the Biden administration, people like the police chief here, LGBTQ activist, you can actually put that next one up for me, Stephen Redfern. There he is, marching in a gay pride parade with his husband, bottom left. So anyway, because now he's against Trump. Now, honestly, if Biden's FBI said this was a terrorist attack, little Stevie here, he'd immediately be like, oh, we 100% agree. But because it's Trump's FBI saying it's a terrorist attack, which it obviously is, the terrorists from Egypt shouting, named Muhammad, shouting free Palestine and lighting Jews on fire, it's pretty obviously a terrorist attack. And I put that word pretty in there sarcastically and facetiously. It's obviously a terrorist attack. All right, so here is the chief of police from Laura Loomer. This is a photo of Boulder Police Chief Stephen Redfern with his husband marching in the 2019 Denver Pride Parade. I wonder where Chief Redfern's mind was yesterday on the first day of Pride when a Muslim terrorist burned Jews alive in broad daylight and then doesn't call it a terrorist attack and or even a hate crime. All right, let's go to the next one. Trisha McLaughlin. Video. Sorry about that. Tweet. The Colorado terrorist attack suspect, Muhammad Salomon, is illegally in our country. He entered the country in August 2022 on a B-2 visa that expired on February 2023. So over 2 years, he's been illegal in this country, all under the Biden administration until today, until the last couple months. He filed for asylum in September of 2022. Israeli hostages in Colorado. Here's what to know. You can just look at the articles right there. That's who this guy was. All right, let's go to the next one. Make sure I'm in the right spot. Insurrection Barbie video. All right, terror suspect is an Egyptian national. Play for me.
Paul, you have talked tonight quite a lot about wanting to know about who this individual is, what about his travel, what about his background. And we can break to our viewers now, per three senior DHS and ICE sources to Fox, according to our colleague Bill Malusian, doing some great work, that he is an Egyptian national who is in the U.S. illegally because of a visa overstay who came during the Biden administration. Mohammed Sabri Salomon first flew into the U.S., according to these three sources of the DHS and ICE, flew into the U.S. on August of 2022 at LAX. He was authorized to stay through 2023, but never left. A little bit of more details coming into this, but you were very interested to learn as much as you can about Solomon's background.
Yeah, and, you know, so obviously one of the talking points is going to be the fact that he would not have been here and should not have been here if we were actually enforcing our immigration laws. I think for the purposes of the investigation now and the prosecution and what charges are brought, et cetera, what they're going to be particularly interested in is any of the contacts that he had back home. He's here now. It's about 3 years. So any conversations he had back then may or may not be pertinent. But was he reaching back home? Was he in contact with bad elements overseas? These are the things that those U.S. attorneys that spoke at the press conference and the DA, they're going to be looking at very hard so they can figure which way to go with this investigation. And look, this guy's going to be heavily charged. Where in a way, it almost doesn't matter. He's going to be heavily charged. He's going to be locked up for life. But what we really need to do is to look at why it happened, how it happened. Those are the things that are really more important. And actually, some of them are outside the purview of investigators and the police. And the fact that we have the stuff going on these campuses and that the administrations, whether it's Columbia or Harvard or any of them, seem to just shrug. These are the things that I think as a society, more importantly, we have to be looking at.
And officials saying that this cannot happen, will not happen. Again, Paul Morrow, former NYPD inspector and Fox contributor. Paul, thank you for your insights.
So he's going to be locked up for life, obviously, but then you and I have to pay for it. If we're going to pay for it, let's send him to CCOT. Let's send him to Nayib Bukele and let's send him down to CCOT. He's an illegal alien, came in on a B2 visa. Aaron looked up what a B2 visa is. It's basically a tourist visa for, 6 months or something like that, where you can visit family and friends. And he stayed in there until today, and he got that visa. I believe it said 2022. Illegal alien in this country, allowed in this country, not rounded up by the Biden administration, because they're not deporting 3,000 people a day like Trump wants to do and is trying to do and is currently deporting between 1,000 and 3,000 people a day under the Trump administration. All right, Benny Johnson video. Corey Lewandowski on Biden administration deliberately kept known terrorists off the terrorist watch list, which doesn't apply to Mohammed Solomon that we know of as of yet. But that was one of the activities of the Biden administration. Was, you know, you have to wonder, you must want the deliberate destruction of the United States of America if you are deliberately keeping known terrorists off of the watch list. Play for me.
Really quickly, do you think that Mohammed should be facing civil rights charges on a federal level, should face potentially capital punishment on a federal level for this? I mean, we don't have any faith in Colorado working here. Tina Peters, of course, is still in jail in Colorado. Tina Peters will get a more severe sentence than Mohammed, we assume. But do you think that there's federal charges that can be brought here, Corey?
You know, I think so. And from what I've heard, the Department of Justice is pursuing attempted murder or murder charges in 8 different cases. Now, no one has actually died yet, but is one of the pieces that they are pursuing. Look, you have to make an example of these people. And Benny, listen, I'm a guy, and I know, you know, someone asked me, what's your favorite Bible verse? Mine is an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Listen, whatever this guy did, maybe the only recourse is you do it back to him. This guy literally created a Molotov cocktail and threw it at people to light them on fire, to kill them. You know, it is a brutal, I can only imagine it'd be a brutal way to die, to be burned to death, or to have to live with those burns. If anyone's ever been to Shriners or any of these other places that these people are impacted by fire, it's just a devastating thing to somebody. This guy should be held to the fullest extent of the law. And I'll tell you what, we don't have a CECOT here, a prison like they do in El Salvador, but there's a special place in hell for a person like this.
Yeah, yeah, rightly so. What about finally, Corey here, what about the people that allowed this? Because Joe Biden and his team rubber stamped his visa, his work permit, after overstaying his visa, after being here criminally. They wanted Mohammed, the terrorist, in the country to commit a flamethrower act of terrorism. What should befall that administration, either morally or legally?
Well, what is the accountability that we have for these people, right? I mean, look, when you go back and look at what Alejandro Mayorkas allowed to have happen, he lied to Congress and said he had no authority to prevent the border from being secured. What we will know, and what your listeners and viewers will see here in just a couple of days, Benny, is the individuals that the Biden administration actually kept off the known suspected terror list, which is amazing, right? They were pressured to keep certain individuals who should have been placed on that list off of the list for political realities. And that is devastating to me. So that's going to come here in the very near future. The fact that political expedience allowed them, for people who should have been placed on the list, to be kept off the list. And clearly a guy like this, who should have been on those, who never should have been let into the country, they just turned their cheek. They turned a blind eye to him. They let these criminals pour into our country to continue to perpetrate crimes against Americans with zero legal resource. Listen, I was part of that team, the fake Russian narrative that had to testify 7 times in front of Congress, that was held accountable, that I never did anything wrong. When do these people be held accountable? When are they dragged before Congress to say, you are now personally liable for the things that you did while you were in government service, because you allowed these crimes to, if not actually happen, you allowed the people to come into this country because you didn't follow the rules?
That's some bombshell stuff, Corey. I have to ask a follow-up. So you're saying that Alejandro Mayorkas hid the identities of terrorists that were entering the country? This seems like a massive crime.
Benny, I will tell you this, that in the next 48 hours, you will see a story, hopefully, that is going to come out, that is going to show that there were people who should have been placed on the known suspected terror list that were not placed on that list because of political pressure directly to the department that was signed off by the highest levels of government. It's stunning information to me that is just coming to us. that goes to show you how broken the federal government system was under Biden and the fake auto pen and Alejandro Mayorkas and the entire administration, who covered up people coming into this country or should have been watched and weren't, because they had the political resources and the knowledge to go and talk to the right person. It's disgusting to me. And that's part of the reason our country's in such a mess. Luckily, we've got Donald Trump and his team coming in and fixing these things.
So a story may be coming out in the next 24 to 48 hours, where we're going to find out that the Biden administration purposely kept people off the terrorist watch list. And you have to ask yourself, and I just ask myself, even though I don't know the answer, why would you ever do that outside of you want to destroy the United States of America on purpose? I mean, that there's no other answer. Why in the world? I mean, I guess there's a measure of political expediency involved in it, but what would be your political, what would be expedient about that? What would be advantageous about that for a Democratic Party politician like Mayorkas, like Biden, like Kamala Harris, to purposely keep people off of terrorist watch lists? I don't know. If anybody thinks of anything, let me know. Aaron, if you think of anything, Brent, you think of anything, let me know. Because I'm like, what would be the reason besides wanting to destroy the United States of America? And Corey Lewandowski brings up the radical thought. These people need to spend the rest of their life in federal prison. Like, and what happens is everything gets conflated. Everything gets, you know, meshed together, because people will be like, well, if you do this to them, they do it to us. They're already doing this to us. Remember, Donald Trump was facing 700 plus years in federal prison already. The only reason why Donald Trump is not in Rikers Island right now is because he's president, because he was convicted of the 34 felony counts in the kangaroo court in NYC under Juan Merchan. But anyway, so I mean, we're going to have to fight fire with fire. It can't be, well, you know what, if you start prosecuting politicians, then they're going to do that to us. First of all, they're already doing it to us. If we don't do it to them and make them live with their own policies, then they're going to continue to do it to us. But secondly, these are real crimes. This isn't Donald Trump with classified documents at Mar-a-Lago under lock and key, protected by the Secret Service, and he's legally allowed to be in possession of them, where Jack Smith and Merrick Garland and Lisa Monaco of the DOJ just make up charges. If Democrats did this and they knew that these people were on the terrorist watch list and purposely took them off of the terrorist watch list to keep people like Mohammed Solomon in the country, I mean, what kind of crime is that? If you and I, imagine again, everything, for some reason, there's this exceptionalism for people on Capitol Hill. If you or I were a CBP agent and we did that, Customs Border Patrol agent, ICE agent, whatever it may be, and we purposely, we found Mohammed Solomon. Oh, wow, he is on the terrorist watch list coming out of Egypt. And I, as an ICE agent, said, you know what, I'm going to make sure that it's removed. I'm going to prison for the rest of my life for treason. But if Mayorkas does it, he gets nothing. Hillary Clinton deletes 30,000 subpoenaed emails. Each one of those deletions is a felony. Nothing. If you and I did that, if you and I had to testify in a corporate theft case, you know, dealing with, you know, $3 million of corporate theft. And I remember back years ago, there was an employee that Aaron worked for that the police department came to him and said, hey, listen, were you somebody who worked for this guy? Yeah. So if Aaron purposely deleted information about that guy, Aaron's tampering with evidence. Aaron's going to prison for a decade. Hillary Clinton does it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And it's the same exact thing that's going on here. Mass crimes are being committed by Democrats. Listen, if it's a Republican committing the crime, fine. There just aren't any doing it outside of Lindsey Graham. I mean, it's obviously a Logan Act violation for him to go over there and instigate the Ukraine war. So it's just, again, a very strange coincidence. Richard Blumenthal, Saigon Blumenthal shows up over there, the valor stealer, which, by the way, is a crime that he was never. Stolen valor is actually a crime in this country. And, of course, Blumenthal, because nobody wants to touch these people, because if you do, there's going to be a political media hailstorm. Oh, well, would we rather have them go to prison for real crimes are them putting us in prison for fake crimes. Because if we put them in prison for real crimes, they're not going to have the courage to put us in prison for fake ones. And then they maybe everyone will stop committing crimes on the left. So there needs to be the exceptions for Democrats because of the media hailstorm that will happen if you arrest them needs to stop. If this is true, if Corin Lewandowski is right, and he usually is, then these people need, and they purposely kept people off of the terrorist watch list. These people need to go to federal prison. So here's the Democratic Party via Jamie Raskin response to the terror attack in Boulder, Colorado. Listen to what he advocates for. Play for me.
Across the country, we are still in the midst of a gun violence epidemic. So we need to be acting with due concern for human life. I mean, this is why, of course, we have been fighting for a universal violent criminal background check. We are for a ban on military-style assault weapons in the country. Our lax gun laws are a danger to everybody in America, and that's something that we can act with some legislative determination to turn around. But people have got to lead their lives, and people need to act with courage, but it is the responsibility of government to try to keep everybody safe from, random arbitrary violence and bigotry and hate-motivated.
Now, on the big scale, what they want are these violent attacks. Jamie Raskin wants these violent attacks. Tom, how dare you say that? I just said it. They want these violent attacks. They'll make sure that they have plausible deniability, but they want these violent attacks because they want to come in right out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2. And they want to come out and say, we will provide your peace and safety. Remember, once you give somebody emergency powers, that when there is an emergency, they have dictatorial, totalitarian powers, then what are they going to do? Create the emergency. That's what they're doing here. They want these terrorist attacks so they can come in and provide peace and safety through 15-minute cities and total control of your life. That's what they want. They will never be controlled. They will never live in the 15-minute cities, but they want you to live in the 15-minute cities so that you can economically service them for the rest of your life and die a very short death, live a very short life and die a very quick death because you're vaccinated 274 times. That's what they want. None of them will ever take the vax. None of them will ever live in a 15-minute city. None of them will be absent of guns. None of them will ever not have a wall, but they want you to not have all of those things. That they want those things so they can come in right out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, for when they shall say peace and safety. That is what they want, bring in peace and safety. They ban speech to keep you safe online. We don't want anybody that they're banning X in the European Union or filing multi-billion dollar lawsuits against X in the European Union. And what's funny is they're doing the same thing to Zuckerberg, who complied. Compliance doesn't save you. I'll never be the victim of totalitarianism because I bent over for totalitarianism. I wore a mask. I got 10 times vaccinated. I social distanced. I locked down my business. I closed my church. I stood 6 feet apart. I quarantined myself. That's going to spare you? Like all the people that capitulated to Hitler, that spared them? But the people that were getting on the trains to Auschwitz and Dachau were compliant. It didn't spare them, did it? So people always think, if I'm going to comply, then it's going to spare me. It spares you for maybe 6 months more than it spares the people who don't comply. So Jamie Raskin's answer to it, to a flame, get this, Aaron, get this, Brent, to a flamethrower Molotov cocktail attack from a radical Islamist onto Jews, of which Jamie Raskin is a Jew, his answer to that, a Molotov cocktail attack and an illegal homemade flamethrower attack, is we need to ban assault rifles. That's your 2025 Democratic Party. You have to be that incoherent and that stupid to be a member of the Democratic Party in 2025. Every day, I'm telling you, for the fifth time, get up every single day. Don't even get up. Don't let your feet hit the floor. Have your knees hit the floor first. Swing right out of bed. Look up to God and say, Lord, I just thank you that I'm not dumb enough to be a Democrat. Every day, do it. Because that's your response? Is you need stricter gun control laws because of your, quote, lax gun control? Everything involved in that attack is already banned by law. You're disproving your own point, Raskin, that banning things or making them illegal will stop criminals from using them. You're disproving your own point that if you ban something, you make something illegal, that nobody will ever use it again. Just because, obviously, this is, I mean, just rudimentary. Just because you ban an assault rifle doesn't mean that a criminal is not going to get it. So he disproves his own point. He's saying ban rifles and everybody will be safe. Well, you've already banned flamethrowers and Molotov cocktails. Was anybody safe? No. And the we need background. Get this. He advocates for these dangerous persons background checks when his favorite president of all time, Joseph Robinette Biden, was allegedly taking people off of the terrorist watch list or not allowing people to be put on the terrorist watch list that belonged on there. But he wants these universal background checks. Again, for your peace and safety, he wants to control your life. Imagine Jamie Raskin, that little rat, being in charge of your life. That's what they want. Bill Gates in charge of your life. Keir Starmer. Emmanuel Macron, who got abused by his husband. These are the people that want to be in control of your life. The people on the train. Macron. Keir Starmer. Aaron, what's the guy from Germany again? I can't remember his name. But anyway, the Chancellor of Germany.
Friedrich Merz.
Merz from Germany. Friedrich Merz from Germany. With their cocaine and their cocaine bag. These people want to herd you into 15-minute cities. They want to make sure that you can't buy, sell, trade, or travel. Leverage you into a one-world commerce system with a singular access point to all commerce controlled by them. No dentist for you, no doctor for you, no groceries for you without compliance. That's what they want. That's right out of Revelation 13, 16, 17, and 18. So look at this Chuck Grassley tweet. Chuck Grassley is useful some of the time. About 70% of the time, Grassley is useful, and then completely useless at other times. HHS data, Health and Human Services data, confirmed by my oversight and revealed Biden-Harris administration ignored 65,000 plus concerning reports about unaccompanied migrant children. And I'm just putting this in here to show you how lax the border was, including 7,300 plus reports of human trafficking. So far, Trump administration has processed 28% of backlog, resulting in 528 leads, plus 7 indictments, plus 11 arrests, plus 3 convictions. Leave this up for me so I got the numbers. So here's the thing. And I'm putting this up there in light of this terrorist attack in Boulder, Colorado. Because the Biden administration, number one, Trump would let in, by accident, between 0 and 2 people per year on the terrorist watch list. And there was year or two out of his 4 years in office in his first administration where it was zero. Biden went up to 169 people in 1 year. It went up exponentially every year. I'm trying to remember the number specifically. But his first year was like double digits. Second year was twice that amount. Then the next year was like 70. And then the next year was 169 of people that he just let in under the terrorist watch list that were on the terrorist watch list. So same thing here with children. They ignored 65,000. It just ignored them. And again, if this was you and I, you ask, that's why I always like to have Brett in here on Mondays and Fridays because they got another cop to bounce things off of. You ask any cop when he goes onto a police call what his number one thoughts are. It's not CSU on TV. What everybody's number one thoughts is how am I going to complete this call without being fired? Mm-hmm. That's how every cop thinks, whether you're about to chase somebody, whether you're about to shoot somebody, tase somebody, get in a high-speed pursuit, put hands on somebody, throw punches, throw elbows, whatever it is you got to throw, put a knee on the back of somebody's neck, whatever it is, you're thinking, how am I going to get through this call? How am I going to complete this call without being fired? That's how everybody thinks. Because if we make a mistake, if Brent makes a mistake, I make a mistake as a law enforcement officer, we're fired and we're on the front page of the paper. These idiots, on the other hand, I need that back on my left. Oh, that's okay, you're good. Okay, you're good, Aaron. I got it. You're good. Leave both. I don't know what you got, but I'm sure it's good. Leave it on that left side. So anyway, so here's the HHS data. They just ignored 65,000 concerning reports about unaccompanied migrant children. What kind of liability do you have? So you just ignore concerning reports of child sex trafficking, child labor trafficking, child abuse, massive amounts of rapes. You just ignore them. Can you imagine, Brent, me and you going on a police call and a child comes up and says that they were molested and you just ignore it? He's fired. I'm fired. That's how it is. But in government, again, they just get the exception to the rule. They must be special citizens. Aaron, that's awesome. Glad you got that up. Concerning reports about unaccompanied migrant children, including 7,300 reports of human sex trafficking is what that is. They know that these kids are being trafficked. I'm talking about three-year-old girls being trafficked for the rest of their short lives because they'll only live to maybe 30 until they're useful for sex trafficking. And then they'll be buried 6 feet under. And you know it's happening. Imagine being Alejandro Mayorkas and you're at your D.C. cocktail party and you know you're sex trafficking kids into the border. I mean, through the southern border. You know you are. And these people have no liability? None whatsoever when the rest of us would be fired on the spot? Aaron, can you switch that to the right side so everybody can see it? Is that possible? Thank you, brother. That's what Aaron found for me. So here's the terrorist watch list. So here, let's compare Trump with Biden. You can see, obviously, the line of demarcation. So under Trump's first year, he let in two people on the terrorist watch list. Had his worst year in 2018 with six. And in 2019, zero. His last year in office, three. So a grand total of 11. In 4 years, Biden beat that in year one alone. In year two, 98. In year three, 169 people. Is that year four?
That's a total.
A total of two. I wonder what year four was. We don't even have year four.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't even know. So it's going to be worse. We don't mean it's horrible. He tried to do his fake, suddenly has, you know, his fake caring about closing the southern border. Suddenly that's a fake priority of closing the southern border when he's running for president again. What was that total, Aaron? 282?
Yeah.
So 282 in 3 years. Let's just round that up because on average, we'll add 50 to it. So around 330. Trump, 11. Do you see this? I mean, how can you be a Democrat? Joe Biden lets in 330 people on the terrorist watch list per year, 495,000 convicted criminals, 30,000 rapists and murderers. What did Trump let in? Nobody. I mean, really, 11 people in 3 years. Joe Biden, 330, and you're a Democrat? You're a Democrat. How can you possibly look your children in the eye and be a Democrat? How can you be Caitlin Collins? How can you be Chuck Todd and Jake Tapper and be a Goebbels propagandist for a left with these numbers staring you in the eye? That's your president. That you Goebbels propagandized for, let in 330 people on the terrorist watch list, and Donald Trump let in 11. Donald Trump, at his worst, was allowing in 8,000 people a month through the southern border. Joe Biden was 15,000 a day at his worst. And you're a Democrat? How do you justify yourself? How do you go out and argue? How do you go out and argue for people to vote for Democrats? How do you go out and advocate for that? It truly is amazing to me when those numbers are staring at you in the face. All right, go to the next one for me. And I just wanted to show you, this is the mindset of the Democrat. This is Morgan Freeman. This is a guy who has a big following on Twitter. This is what he posts on Twitter. Shows you how crazy these people are. 8647, put the post to that. He also put up the tombstone, Donald J. Trump, June 14th, 1946 to now would be good. Then he puts that out there. We wonder why there's three assassination attempts that we know of against Donald J. Trump. And assassination attempts against Brett Kavanaugh. I wonder why it is. Because this is who these people are. They're actually literally dangerous human beings, as we're seeing in Boulder, Colorado. That's a leftist. That person's a leftist. That is a person that Joe Biden allowed in this country, supports Joe Biden, loves Joe Biden, is a radical Islamist terrorist, and he's a leftist. Because, again, to be a radical Islamic terrorist, that's a leftist ideology. It's a monarchy. It's a leftist ideology. It's really socialist. All right, let's go to the next one. Dutch video. So here's Lindsay taking a hardcore turn off of Boulder, Colorado now. Let's go to Ukraine. So here's a Dutch video. Lindsey Graham's trip to Kiev is a disgrace. Play it for me.
President Trump said that Ukraine doesn't have good cards. Well, Russia's much bigger and has a lot more people. I get that. But the world has a lot of cards against Russia. And one of those cards that we have is about to be played in the United States Senate. In America, you have more than one person at the card table. We have three branches of government, and the House and the Senate are poised to act. What would change our mind if Russia came to the table, agreed to a ceasefire?
That is a violation of the Logan Act and or treason, what he just did. The policy of the United States of America comes out of the Oval. That's it. That's the Constitution. He doesn't have the right to go there and backdoor the President of the United States to advocate for the opposite of that which the President of the United States is advocating. He cannot do that. He's breaking law. I mean, did everyone just hear? And by the way, this should be finally the final nail in the coffin between in the relationship between Donald Trump and Lindsey Graham. And for the people that are watching in South Carolina, this needs to be the end of his political career. Because obviously everybody in South Carolina, Donald Trump won that state by double digits like he did here in the state of Florida and the state of Texas. Listen, it's time to vote this man out of office. Well, if you do that, it's a risk because the guy that you know primaries him, he might not be as solid against a Democrat. Well, who cares if Lindsey Graham, again, I just put out this example all the time. If you're electing a Republican that legislates as a Democrat, then why not run a conservative who might lose the Democrat because the Republican who's going to legislate as a Democrat is the same as having the Democrat. So run the legitimate conservative. Aaron, see if you can find out Lindsey Graham's liberty score. I think you've put it up before, but see if you can find out what his liberty score is. So this should be the nail in the coffin in the relationship between Donald Trump and Lindsey Graham because he would have basically said, Donald Trump says that Ukraine has no cards. But in the United States, there's more. Oh, my gosh. Leave that up for me. Oh, here, I'm just going to write it down. Then you don't have to. Wow. I'm just going to talk. Lindsey Graham, you know what Lindsey Graham's liberty score is? 43%. So 67% of the time, that's 57, 57% of the time, he votes against Republicans. 57% of the time, he votes with Chuck Schumer. And he, South Carolina, did you hear that? Now, remember, you'll go, what's good? Mike Lee, 93%. Votes Republican. 93%. That's a Republican. I mean, again, if you're a Republican, shouldn't you be voting most of the time Republican? And he only votes Republican 43% of the time. That's his liberty score. And somehow he's the Republican out. It's just like having the Republican on a CNN panel outside of Scott Jennings. They're not really Republicans. They're just there so they could say they have a Republican on the panel. And he just spouts usual Democratic Party ideology and narrative. So there he is. He's saying, Trump says that Ukraine has no cards. But I say that in America, it's about more than one man. No, it's not when it's foreign policy. I guess Lindsey Graham has never read the Constitution. Foreign policy is solely and completely the President of the United States unless he declares war. That's it. So that's a Logan Act violation and bordering on treason. And he's talking about we're going to play a card in the Senate. You, by the way, good luck with that, Lindsey, because the president has veto power and you don't have a veto proof majority in the Senate. And then the day after that statement was made, there was a heavy escalation in the war with heavy bombing from Ukraine into Russia. Remember, using Storm Shadow missiles, using TACAMS missiles. But by the way, again, I just want to bring this up so everybody knows and everybody that watches this show is red pill and probably already knows. But Ukraine has never shot one TACAM rocket into Russia. And they have never shot one Storm Shadow rocket into Russia. Storm Shadow from the UK, TACAMs from us. And you never know until it hits the ground whether you have a nuclear warhead on any of those because they're both capable of carrying a nuclear payload. Is it really 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Holy crap. But anyway, so who's shooting those missiles? We are. Just so you know, England and we are. We're shooting into Russia. I mean, that's a fact. And so, and Putin came out with the video and said it. And everybody knows it's true because Ukraine doesn't have the ability to shoot TACAMs. They don't have the ability to shoot Storm Shadow missiles into Russia. They don't have the ability to shoot them anywhere. And this idiot goes over there because Lindsey Graham will never get his hands dirty. He will never carry a firearm. He'll never be, you know, symbolically storming the beaches of Normandy or storming the trenches of Ukraine. So he doesn't care how many people he sends into the meat grinder, 5,000 a week dying in this war. Just go get him, Voldemar. Go get him. It's actually Volodymyr. That's actually, I've been calling him Voldemar. Voldemar Zelensky. It's Volodymyr Zelensky. Go get him, Zelensky. Go get him. We're going to send you billions. And you can buy another beachfront property in Egypt again. And then, again, day after, mass escalation in the war. Very strange how that occurred, isn't it? But right, that speech right there should be the end of his relationship with Donald Trump. And it's borderline treasonous. This is definitively a Logan Act violation. All right, let's go to the next one. Charlie Kirk tweet. Just wanted to bring this up. Wonder why it is that everybody's so interested in Ukraine. Wonder why it is that everybody wants war in Ukraine. Well, breaking, a mysterious shell company reportedly linked to three senators. Charlie Kirk commentary. Tweet, by the way, not Charlie Kirk, linked to three senators, a mysterious shell company reportedly linked to three senators, received $500 million in Ukraine war contracts. Isn't that weird? And I'll bet you how much you want to bet that all of these shell companies are funded by what? Democratic Party NGOs? Yeah. So you have all of these people that are voting to keep the war going who are financially benefiting by the millions to, in fact, keep the war going. Sounds like Nancy Pelosi stock trader, doesn't it? Sounds like her little stock tracker, doesn't it? The very portion of the economy that she regulates, she trades in those stocks. And as somebody who averages making $170,000 a year is now worth $200 million. This is how it all works. And by the way, that's why I said you love America, right? We all love America, but we have to specifically look at every circumstance and say right or wrong. Same with Israel. And I'd be like, well, Tom, then it's the same with Islamic countries. I agree, but they're always wrong. With some exceptions, but they're always almost always wrong. They're always backing the wrong initiative, motive, and are incredibly violent. Listen, homosexuality is a sin, but I don't want to throw people off of buildings. Because we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. But anyway, so just very strange. Just want everybody to understand, it's actually very simple. It really is simple. Everybody in D.C., again, let's use this example. Out of the 535 members of the Congress and the Senate, 11, 12, maybe, are good people. The rest of them, it really is this simple. They're there personally enriching themselves. They are making sure that our tax dollars go to NGOs that are fully staffed by Democrats, that basically so I don't go into a 30-minute dissertation, send money to them. That's really what it is. And when they leave public office, they go and they work for that NGO. And they receive campaign donations. Well, those campaign donations, Tom, that just goes to their campaign. That's so wrong. All you have to do, if I run for office, and I run for county dog catcher of Sarasota County, and I raise $500,000, okay, I just go, you know what? I'm going to set up a dog charity now, and I'm going to use that money to run that charity, and I'm going to hire my wife to run it, and you know what I'm going to pay her? $499,000, and then we're going to give $1,000 to kids, to the dogs. That's it. That's how this entire country is run, just so you know. The reason why they want war there is because they are personally profiting from it. Now, the people, they're getting a check from the military-industrial complex? No, of course there's layers of plausible deniability of Democratic Party-formed NGOs where you have one organization writing a check. One organization may receive a check from the military-industrial complex, and then there's layers and layers of NGOs. And NGOs is anything from, National Endowment for Democracy, Brookings Institute, or just charities. They're all non-government organizations. They all are. Jewish Family Services is a child sex trafficking organization through the Darien Gap, along with Catholic Family Services, Catholic Family Charities. Same thing. That's what they are. They're NGOs that you and I have spent billions. I'm talking about tens of billions of dollars on. So you and I have actually funded international child sex trafficking. You and I have funded it, as well as international abortions. I got to show you this one. This is viral all over Twitter. This next one. Going all over the place right now. This is the Patriot Oasis video. Sickening. Sesame Street is grooming kids. Listen, it's not even hidden anymore. Play it for me.
It's time to finally unveil Alan's monster makeover.
Wow, it's uncanny. Alan looked just like Jonathan Van Ness.
Cookie Monster, Cookie. that is Jonathan Van Ness.
Elmo, Cookie, are you ready to see my monster piece?
Ready, Jonathan!
Mama Bear, some runway music, please.
Oh, yeah.
People and monsters alike, a round of applause for the Not Too Late Show's newest monster, Alan. Ta-da! Monster is wearing the latest in high monster fashion with a set of sleek horns, fluffy fuzzy fur, all topped off with a monster honker.
Hey, Elmo, are you ready to see my monster piece? It's not even veiled anymore. Hi, Elmo, are you ready to see my monster piece? As he comes out talking like this.
That's him.
That's on Sesame Street. And by the way, just I want to congratulate Brent. I want to congratulate Aaron. I want to congratulate myself. And everybody that's watching right now, we pay for this. This guy comes out with demonic horns coming out of his head, talking about his monster piece. I mean, oh my word. Okay, I mean, listen, it's over. Oh my gosh, Aaron. Gosh. Aaron, this is Aaron torturing me. This is absolutely Aaron torturing me.
You're welcome.
So I'm going to go back in time, not very long ago, just a few years ago, right after the vaccine rollout. Lives a TikTok video. Parents beware. Same actual title here. Sesame Street is grooming your kids. Remember what they had to say about vaccines? Play for me.
Elmo, but I have to say it's wonderful to actually see all of you. It also sounds and looks like you and your families have been staying healthy.
Oh, I have a way. I've been staying healthy, Dr. Sanjay. Look.
Oh, does Rosita have a boo-boo?
Oh, no, Amita, this is from my COVID vaccine. My mommy and my papi took me to get it this morning. See, my mommy and my papi said that it will help keep me, my friends, my neighbors, my abuela, all healthy.
Your parents are absolutely right. You know, COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older. And the more people who get them, the better we're going to be able to help stop the spread of COVID.
Daddy, Elmo doesn't understand. What's happening? Why are all these people together?
Oh, well, they're gathering together to protest. A protest is when people come together to show they are upset and disagree about something. They want to make others aware of the problem. Yeah, I'm bringing this sign to the protest at the community center later.
Wow. They look upset.
People are upset because racism is a huge problem in our country. On Sesame Street, we all love and respect one another. Across the country, people of color, especially in the black community, are being treated unfairly because of how they look, their culture, race, and who they are.
I'm almost to end racism too. I want everybody to be treated fairly.
Welcome back to the.
All right, I can't take any more of it. But anyway, so there you go. I just want to remind everybody who these people are. I mean, you have Sanjay Gupta. You have him on there, and he's the guy advocating for vaccines all over the place. Got roasted on Rogan. How are you a doctor? I actually said this from the pulpit on Sunday, and I had a doctor, OBGYN doctor, that was actually in the congregation on Sunday, came up and talked to me afterwards. I'm like, how in the world are you a doctor and advocate for medical falsehoods that you should or do know are in fact medical falsehoods at the time that you're advocating for them? So Sanjay Gupta there, when he's talking to like whatever that freak show was, that Elmo's pseudo character who got his COVID vaccine to keep his family and his Aguaya, his grandmother safe, and Gupta agrees to that. The vaccine doesn't stop transmission and infection. How are you keeping anybody safe from transmission and infection using the vaccine that doesn't stop transmission and infection? He knew or should have known that. Because in the vaccine trials, there is no information about it stopping transmission infection because, as testified to by a executive from Pfizer, they never tested it to see if it would stop transmission infection. Then you have all of these Democratic Party and Republican politicians out there advocating for the vaccine as if it stops transmission and infection. It was never even tested to see if it stops transmission or infection. Which, shouldn't it at least stop infection? Isn't that the essence of a vaccine? Isn't that the point of a vaccine, is to stop transmission? But this is what Sesame Street was on and about doing. And the disingenuous doctor. How are you a doctor when you know nothing? You're going to sit there and say to the public, if you get this vaccine, it's going to keep you and everybody around you safe when it doesn't stop you from getting infected. And it doesn't stop you from transmitting the infection to somebody else. So again, what's the point? There isn't one, except to create a biometric infrastructure for CBDC and social credit systems, which was what the vaccine mandates were all about. I have to show you this one just out of a point of interest. Jason stands for the Truth video. They re-released that freaking Snow White movie again. It bombed a couple months ago when they released it with that ultra-leftist ass Snow White who doesn't need a man. You're going to be Snow White. You don't need a man. Isn't that the point of it all? No, you have, you know, the prince comes and like the prince needs the lady and the lady needs the man. Isn't that the point of it? But her, old, you know, the entire movie was her just basically saying whatever. It was basically the entire movie was her reading off Democratic Party platform. That's all that it was. So they re-released it and look what happened. Play for me.
Disney decided to try and beat a dead horse, and last week they attempted to re-release Snow White. And none of us heard about it. Snow White was still in 300 theaters. I don't know how it was still in 300 theaters, but they decided, you know what? Let's just try this again. And they re-released the film in 1,300 theaters across the country. Guess how much money they made? Just like think of a number in your head. They made $300,000 in 1,300 theaters. That means that they averaged about $200 per theater. That means that like 20 people per theater bought tickets. Like that is so, I'm cringing for Disney right now because that is so embarrassing. Like I don't think we needed any more confirmation that Snow White was a flop, but apparently Disney did need confirmation. And I think that this was probably the final nail in the coffin. Sorry, Rachel Zegler, I guess it just didn't work. Go.
Yeah, have you ever even heard of that before, re-releasing a movie? It re-released it in 1,300 theaters. It made $200 a theater. I mean, imagine if you could screw up Snow White on a remake, you're pathetic. I mean, you really are pathetic. If you can screw that up, all you need to do is go off of the original script with new people and you would have made $1 billion. And you have to throw in the political agenda and the political narrative and preach leftist ideology from the theater. That's not why we're there. Wonder why it is that the new Ghostbusters was a blockbuster. Because there's no politics in it. Would I enjoy right-wing politics in a movie? Absolutely. But that's not why I go. I go there to escape all of this. And instead, what Disney does is everybody, there has to be a black man in every scene. There has to be a gay person in every scene. There has to be a leading character who's gay when only 0.1% of the population is gay. We're all sick of it. So, you know, nobody's going. By the way, guess who else isn't going? When you release it to 1,300 theaters and you gross $300,000, which is $200 a theater, guess who else isn't going? The leftists aren't going either. Because everybody's sick and tired of it. We don't want to see it anymore. Here's another one for you. Speaking from the LGBTQ trans genre. To all the people that insisted that Iman Khalif was a woman, that's the woman, the guy, the man who beat the living crap out of women in boxing in the Olympics, won the gold medal, because his passport. So the left stance was the passport that we wrote says that he's a man. So that gives the fact that he's a man validity. You were wrong. We were right. This is like saying a criminal says that he's innocent, so he must be. The criminal wrote down on a piece of paper that he's innocent. So he wrote it down. So it has to be true. Well, you know what? It turns out not the case. Go to the next one for me. So here it is. Medical report leaked that proves Iman Khalif is biologically male, which is very, very obvious to everybody who watches, except for Democrats who sit there like Jake Tapper who say, oh, I never knew that Joe Biden had cognitive decline because the White House lied to me when the rest of us just Watch the video, Jake. Same thing here. I never knew he was male until he was tested. Watch the video. He's obviously male. All right, that's good. 10:15. Love you guys. Appreciate you in the rant. Earth Tours, $100. Thank you so much. PSU, $47. Texas Billy, $25. Riffa Dota, $20. Robin Aroni, $10. Gucci Buckeye, $10. Mike Griffith, $5. Thank you guys so much in the rant. I really appreciate it. Everybody in the chat, love each and every one of you. Everybody watching, love each and every one of you. Stick around for the post game. It is awesome. It really is awesome. Awesome. Pretty lighthearted post game. Stick around for it. You'll love it. Back here tomorrow, 9 o'clock. God bless you.